God's word for you, 1 Corinthians 3:14 and 15. If the work that someone built remains, he will receive a reward. If someone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, although he himself will be saved, but as if he has gone through fire. The reward of verse 14 is not something that we should rub our hands over or lick our chops at with greed or the thought of some unexpected material gain in heaven. It's an encouragement, the kind of a thing that a coach shouts to his players during the game, especially if a race is being run. Keep it up, you're doing well. Yesterday we heard Paul warn that those things that are useless teachings and doctrines will be burned away like wood, hay, or straw. The things that are in line with God's word will remain. Here we see a Greek construction known as the future most vivid condition, where both the beginning and ending of the saying are in the future tense. If it remains, he will receive. And again, if it is burned, he will suffer loss. The outcome is so certain that we could even translate or explain it by saying since rather than if. But the Greek phrases are also packed with emotion and urgency. He will suffer loss. This is not to say that the minister who did shoddy work and used false doctrine to teach his people will be punished for it. The doctrine of the forgiveness of sins teaches us that sins are forgiven without any exceptions. That's John 1:29, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But all of the time and effort that the minister spent on useless things or wrong teaching will be lost and forgotten for all eternity. It will not be rewarded by Christ. He will not be rewarded like a minister of the gospel, but like an ordinary Christian, assuming he truly has faith. That's not a bad reward by any means, but while other pastors will be rewarded in special ways, he will not. About purgatory. Roman Catholic books sometimes look to verse 15, the verse before us, about being burned up, as a support for the doctrine of purgatory. Now, this was especially true in the past. Some, like the New Catholic Encyclopedia, published in 1967, say this: St. Paul's parable in 1 Corinthians 3:15 on various Christian preachers working to spread the kingdom of God among men is not concerned about purgatory, except perhaps in an accommodated sense. In the final analysis, the Catholic doctrine of purgatory is based on tradition, not sacred scripture. Now that's the Catholic Encyclopedia, Volume 11, page 1034. And yet, a more recent publication, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which came out in 1994 and again in 1997, seems to bring this verse back into the claim. The Church, I'm quoting here, the Church formulated her doctrine of faith on or about purgatory, especially at the councils of Florence in 1439 and Trent in 1547 and 1563. The tradition of the Church, by a reference to certain texts of scriptures, and here it mentions 1 Corinthians 3:15 and 1 Peter 1:7, speaks of a cleansing fire. And that's paragraph 1031. But in neither verse, here or 1 Peter 1:7, is the refining fire of purgatory, in the Catholic sense, meant by the inspired writers, and that's clear from the context. There's no reference to a place anything like purgatory in the Bible. And the invention of the doctrine, it is, although it's now just a little bit more than 500 years old, it's still new to the Church. It's a doctrine which will be burned like the straw that, with some irony, it claims will burn something else entirely. Consider the following four brief points. This verse, verse 15, tests and exposes the shoddy work of a believing preacher, his preaching, teaching, and doctrine. Two, the fire of purgatory is thought to punish any sinful man in order to purify him, that is, not teaching, but a person. Number three, Paul's fire in verse 15 burns just once on Judgment Day. But four, The fire of purgatory is imagined to burn already and until Judgment Day and even beyond, until the very last sinner is finally released. Paul's words in verse 15, he himself will be saved, but as if he has gone through fire, show a man who escapes a fire, such as a burning building or a forest fire, smelling of smoke and singed. He's alive, but barely so. This does not bode well for his followers, but the thing that is burned is his doctrine, not himself. The people he taught with his flammable and useless doctrines and teachings might be rescued if they listened to the scriptures rather than to his drivel, but his, quote, art will bring him no glory in eternity. Now, whether you are a pastor or a teacher or a friend or a parent or anyone sharing Jesus, build on the foundation of Christ crucified for our sins. Proverbs 24 says, by wisdom a house is built. So let your building be helpful for the people you speak to. Let it be whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is excellent or praiseworthy. Consider those things in the light of Christ crucified and risen from the dead, and let what you say build up the faith of the people you love. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.